This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 3. The Penitential Psalms as a Counterinsurgency Field Manual. Here's Psalm 38 now, sung to the tune of God Moves in a Mysterious Way. Please sing along.
Your arrows pierce me, and your head is heavy upon me. Because of your great wrath, I'm sick. My bones are weak from sin. My guilt overwhelms me like a fester loathsomely because of sinful pride. I am bowed down, brought very low, and mourn all day inside. My back is filled with searing pain. In I'm feeble and crushed utterly, my anguish groans about. My longings lie before you, Lord, and you hear all my sighs. My pounding heart, my strength fails me. The light's gone from my eyes. My friends and neighbors stay away because they see my light. For set their traps and seek my life, and all day I'm like the deaf who cannot hear, like mute who cannot speak. I'm like the one who does not hear, whose mouth no words can speak. I wait for you, O Lord my God. I said, do not let them glow, exalt themselves o'er me. For I am just about to fall, always my pains within. So I confess iniquity, I'm troubled by
Consider this. Do you remember those days in our recent national history when we thought the war in Iraq was over? President George W. Bush, dressed in fighter pilot garb, landed on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier. After stepping out of the Navy S-3B fighter jet to great fanfare, he gave a speech while standing in front of a massive banner, which read, "Mission Accomplished." In the sense that the sovereignty of Saddam Hussein's rule of Iraq had been defeated and temporarily transferred into the hands of the United States, yes, mission accomplished. No one seemed to realize the real war hadn't even started yet. The rule of Saddam had been canceled, and yet this canceled rule retained a form of rogue power and presence. It became known as the insurgency. The United States, in cooperation with Iraqi police, began a war of a completely different order, known as the counterinsurgency. General David Petraeus wrote what is now famously known as the Counterinsurgency Field Manual. When we place our faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, we are saved from the penalty of sin. In other words, any sin on the ledger of our lives, past, present, and future, is canceled. The debt is paid in full by the atoning work of Jesus through his life, death, resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of God. The trouble with canceled sin is that it retains a form of rogue power and presence. Recall a verse of Charles Wesley's most celebrated hymn, "O for a thousand tongues to sing." He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Are you seeing the analogy? Justification by grace through faith is mission accomplished, in the sense that the sovereignty of Satan's rule has been defeated and transferred into the hands of Jesus Christ. But the real war against the insurgency of sin is only getting started. What we need is a counterinsurgency field manual. And that's precisely what song number 38 and others like it offer us. The great reformer John Calvin once said of the Psalms that they are an anatomy of all parts of the soul. Today's psalm, Song 38, offers us one of the seven penitential psalms. They are numbers 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143. They are songs designed to help us repent and believe the gospel. The greatest impediment to our believing the gospel, beyond mere assent to its truth, is the sin believers continue to carry with them. The penitential psalms offer us a counterinsurgency field manual for the war against the insurgency of sin. Ask yourself and share with another, can you in any way identify with Psalm 38? Do you have any sense of the power of canceled sin in your life? If not, you'd better be on the lookout for roadside bombs. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal the reality of your inner life, not for condemnation, but for the sake of deep change. Prepare yourself, though. It will awaken in you a holy discontent for more of God than you presently know. Trust that. Obey the promptings. It's the way that leads to life. And don't forget to sing. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Wald.